Vice President J.J. Rawlings. The Western world was putting pressure on him. It is time to hand over to a democratic rule in Ghana. He says, hand over to whom? And I'm Refiana. There was a certain first lady in this country who is still alive. At a point, he told us openly, plain language, was say ye pa konyat naswa MPP for yanko kumasi magazine na yanko shishebi mfama jeye kufo mantiana. It tells you that what you call power. Hey, me say adia your friend to me. Senyamiya wa dum. Na se wu som say. Na se wan somiya. Adia be ye wono. Me say adia be ye wono. Me say, I don't care who becomes national chairman. I don't care who becomes flag bearer. What I care is that the MPP continues to run in this country. Power! Yenimbreya, eti yadi patiness. And some of you here, and toko hunu. When you be so unyashi, and the MBO now was a woman. Never again, Mr. Chairman, is what we should resolve leaving this conference this afternoon. Never again that this thing would ever happen to the New Patriotic Party. Charge you. Break the earth, break the earth, break the earth. Ah, Adani slogan. Oh. Me am Jina Hedia. So far as I live, me dey break it be aw. To me you know, me say me mfa ma wo monne, me mfa ma wo mo china. Me ne it be aw me break it. Me to aso, me say me yada eh. Catch the wound and say ya to aso ya yada eh. Me be break it be aw. Wo hru na ho. As if there is something indeed to break. We have the power. What is left is for us to sustain the power. We have a president who now says, I would hand over to the next MPP presidential candidate as president of the Republic of Ghana.
Well, Lord Comey has been explaining his comments. According to him, the charge is for supporters to work to ensure the party retains power constitutionally come 2024.
What is undemocratic about it?
Like you want to hold on to power at all costs?
Of course, but power, if you have power, why do you want to give it up?
So the MPP want to hold on to power.
Of course, it's not at all costs. Okay, first of all, you should understand that I am addressing the party officers, right. And they are the movers and shakers of our party at the grassroots level. They can't make a mistake out of their own pettiness, out of anger, out of laziness, out of whatever vices that could put them together towards holding on to power. Because the constitution allows the New Patriotic Party to continue to hold on to power as long as the good people of Ghana would give us. So there's nothing wrong about it.
But he lamented about the prettiness and then intolerance.
Absolutely.
Is that a threat to the breaking of the eight?
Well, there's no eight to be broken. And I've said it. The good people of this country has given us the mandate. Okay? The mandate is renewable every 4 years. We've gone for the first year, 4 years. They renewed it. We came in again. They renewed it. We would go in again, and I'm sure they will renew it. The only challenge here is that it's important that as a party, we close our ranks. And this is what I'm charging them to do.